Welcome back. You're with the news at one. After 102 days of being COVID-free, coronavirus has broken out again in New Zealand. A retirement village went into lockdown after residents there displayed symptoms of respiratory illness. New restrictions have now been announced by the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, who gave a press conference a short time ago.
I'm asking New Zealanders to once again be strong and be kind. If you know someone in Auckland, give them a call, reach out, check that they're okay. If you are in Auckland, please make sure that your neighbours are okay, ensure they're looked after and that they have the supplies and the support they need. We know what to do. We know what to do because we've successfully done it before. Please stay home if you're in Auckland. Be vigilant. We will get through this.
We will get through this. That's the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, who gave a press conference a short time ago about that development. And I've been speaking to Cathy O'Sullivan, who's an Irish journalist in Auckland and is head of digital at News Hub New Zealand. She's been telling me what's been happening there.
This evening, New Zealand time, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, and the Director General for Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, announced an impromptu press conference, basically announcing that there are 4 new cases of coronavirus in the community. So we had had 102 days of no cases in the community. We have 22 active cases, but they were all in managed isolation. So it's a bit of a shock tonight.
Yes, and these 4 new cases, where did they come from?
So what we know at this stage is that it's 4 people in 1 family based in South Auckland, but we don't know a lot around how they got COVID or what link they have to overseas travel, if any.
Yes, and that's obviously a concern then, if it's not possible at this stage to determine where those cases came from.
Yes, and that's why we've been put into lockdown for 3 days. The Prime Minister and Dr. Bloomfield said that during those 3 days, that would allow them time to investigate further on what links these 4 individuals have to COVID and where they contracted it from.
You're in Auckland. What is happening there now at the moment? What does lockdown involve for the people of Auckland?
So we are entering what we call lockdown level 3, which basically means that people need to stay at home in their bubble. We're only allowed out of our local area for essential services, such as going to the supermarket. All schools and childcare facilities are closing as of Wednesday morning, and all bars and restaurants must close as well tomorrow from midday.
It's a very dramatic response for so few cases. But of course, the idea here, I guess, is to return to that COVID-free status, isn't it?
Indeed, it's something New Zealand's prided itself on for the past few months, while the rest of the world has had, you know, a lot of restrictions in place. Life has kind of carried on as normal since we came out of our very strict lockdown, which we went into in March. So yes, it is definitely a bit of a shock that we are back in lockdown again.
Yes, I think other leaders around the world have been looking on jealously at Jacinda Ardern and the way she and her officials have managed the pandemic. But is there confidence now that they can root out these new cases and get to the bottom of them?
Well, it certainly hopes. There's certainly a lot of hope that, you know, we will get a lot more detail on how exactly these 4 cases came to be in the community. From what we know so far, you know, they haven't travelled overseas. They are all in 1 family. So I think, we will be looking for a lot more information on how these cases came to be.
And what is the reaction then from the people of Auckland, the people of New Zealand? Obviously, you had been living a pretty normal life. When I say normal, it's normal in comparison to the life that everybody else is living. Is there fear now that perhaps that might change?
Certainly in Auckland, there's, we have seen in the last hour or so, I mean, we only got this news shortly after 9 o'clock this evening. We have seen that there's been increases in people heading out to the supermarket to stock up on essentials. Certainly we're seeing the same kind of activity we saw back in March when we first went into lockdown. So although people have been through it before, there still is that kind of panic around having enough supplies for lockdown, even though we're only going through, at this stage, 3 days of lockdown. And certainly people are a bit fearful of it being longer than 3 days.
And what has life been like in New Zealand for the last 100 days in terms of, you know, attending pubs, clubs and sporting events, that type of thing?
It certainly has been, you know, life as we know it pre-COVID. We've seen sold out crowds attending the rugby matches here. We've seen festivals. We've seen, quite vibrant nightlife. Although, you know, certainly it's not probably as packed as it was when we had lots of tourists here. That's probably the one difference that we've had since this all happened.
That was Cathy O'Sullivan of News Hub New Zealand speaking to me a short time ago about that worrying development of coronavirus re-emerging in New Zealand.